And so I get to the Nike store, and they tell me that it's, in fact, not a regular store. It's a boutique store that only has special edition things, I guess, for tourists. Like, I don't. It's like, hi, can I buy running pants? No, you can't buy them here. Oh, really? Is this not a Nike store? And she's like, well, this is the showroom of blah, blah. Oh, really? Where can I buy clothes for running? Oh, at a totally other store way across town, you'll have to take two trains to get there. And of course, now I've already been out for a long time, and I've walked, and I have sore feet, and I can't face going home with nothing, so I get on the train, and I drive, go from one place to another. And in the transfer point, I have this really large, I'm confronted overwhelmingly with alcohol abuse. And the depths of where people end up without intending to. Like, there is no way that the man who was sleeping on the bench and throwing up on the platform, there's no way that he intended that. There's no way that he thought that this is where his life was going to end up. There's no way he picks this. If booze is an elevator that only goes down, he's down. And you wonder at some points, does he even know that he's down? And like, does he even know that there's an elevator and it's going down? Can you hear that dog? I'm in here hiding in the bed, under the blanket. And the granny next door has somebody visiting with a dog that thankfully is not in the room next door with our bed in the at night, but is there right now. I can't tell how sensitive this microphone is. Perhaps I've just now gone on a segue that, you don't care about. There was a second person at the train transfer point who was having a bathroom emergency and was quite drunk and unwell, and hundreds of people had to pass by while this was occurring, and it was like frightening, you know? It was like the world was giving me the biggest bloody sobriety message, like, slap, you think your life is difficult, let me show you, and slap, you think you had a really high bottom, so maybe you could have drank longer and quit later. Slap, let me show you what happens. It's like, oh my God. So in fact, when I got to the running store and bought my clothes and took the pictures that I wanted to take, when I was coming home, I went a different route so that I didn't have to go back through that same transfer station and may never go there again. To be honest with you, I think, in fact, I can't go to that. It's one of these big hubs where all the trains pass through there, but you know, I'm thinking I'm not going there again. Because why? Because it's a collecting place of distress that I am just sensitive enough that I can't be confronted with, especially when I'm having a crappy, shitty day, which I already was. My husband and I have a pretty good routine of having an argument during the Christmas break, and without fail, we are right on schedule. He hates going back to work at the end of a break. I hate too much together time. So the combination of us and the last 2 days of vacation, which is where we are now, is bad news. And I made a joke with Rebecca, my apprentice, that I was going to stab him with a kitchen implement. And last night, in fact, he went out and left me home alone. And I actually thought to myself, you know, when I get divorced, I'll start drinking again. Both of which are like completely non-productive thoughts, and I'm not getting divorced and I'm not drinking again, but that's where my head was last night. So today, you know, I get up and okay, it's not a running day, but I'm gonna walk and it'll be fine, and then I'm confronted with drunkenness in grim ways. I won't even give you the details of the bathroom emergency because even when I described it to my husband when I got home, he made a face like, don't go on to the next sentence, and so I didn't. Like, I, yeah, no. No, I can't, no, but you know, I'm going to remember it forever in a hideous way, and I'm maybe never going to that train station again. Anyway, I come home, and I realize that my camera that I've been lugging around with me the entire time did not have the data card in it.